May 14th, 1994. Thank you.
You have to realize a little bit about what happened back when your Constitution was rewritten. They did call a constitutional convention. Many patriots lost their lives over this. It wasn't like, oh, well, this doesn't work and let's do this. And everybody was for it. No. No. Men were killed over it. It is not different today. Doing the right thing gets you dead. If you do not come into the shelter of the righteousness for which you claim to serve. And you had a bunch from England of aristocrats, elitists. And when the Constitutional Convention was called and finally, the dissenters were overridden and they promised, oh, we'll go in there just like they will now. And we will only change. I mean, we can't go in there and just change everything, and we wouldn't do that anyway. And we this and we that. You better go read your laws. Because they not only can, they can lawfully do exactly what they did. They went into the convention and they threw out everything and they put in what they wanted. So you are trying to reclaim a constitution that was truly invalid that day. And oh yes, there were many of us there arguing against it. But you had this group of humanists who liked having slaves, and we don't want to offend. And I'm sorry, Mr. Farrakhan's group is right. Those ones dealing in the slave trade were basically of this group, the same ones that dealt in the East India Company. This committee who ran your world then and running now. The drug traders. This is the Antichrist part of your existence. And unless you can know those players, and I didn't say go shoot your Jewish neighbor. He is better probably than you in his mind. But everyone is so confused that you know not your enemy. And you have to be very cautious because you do have to sell it to the people. Save the Constitution. Save the Constitution. Because that's all you've got left. And then when you get in there to strengthen and build your Constitution as it should be, you have all the working tools you need with which to do it. But you have to know what you're about. And most of you, including the ones who are avid constitutionalists, don't know what's in it. Dorma sometimes comes to me and says, well, Dad, you know what? You're telling everybody everything they never wanted to know, including me. Right. Maybe it's just so someday when you meet God, I will have done my job. And I will promise you that I will not tell you I told you so. But that was part of our commission. Not to teach you a bunch of words of what is in the Constitution of the United States of America, for goodness sakes. And I can't even begin to deal with all the rest of the nations. It's not my job. But it's yours. And you're going to have to look at each one of these things until you understand it and go in with God and talk about it. And then meet with brother and see if, in fact, you're seeing it clearly. Does this bring equality to the least? Does this protect the least? Does it allow for the teaching of the child to have responsibility? Or do we just murder the child who makes the error? Or the child of the child? Well, but we cannot take away their privileges. Come off it. Do you really think you're going to? Do you think that you can make a bunch of new laws? Let us say, all right, we're all going to vote in abstinence. It's like taking away the cigarettes. Do you think the dyed-in-the-wool cigarette smoker is going to quit smoking? Come on, they know that. This is another distraction. Well, you're trying to outlaw sex. I certainly am not. How else are you going to recreate? I certainly am not. But let us suppose it gets voted in. Pure abstinence. We got to depopulate. We got all these things. You think it'll work?
No.
Especially with the first cigarette and booze.
No.
So we go and we make laws that are righteous. And filled with forgiveness. Does that mean you should let the drunk drivers back out on the roads 15th time? No. But there are things that you can do to heal. And if you wrote all of this wonderful stuff and you went out there, I like the one that says, well, don't you think if God spoke for half an hour, people would stop and listen? No. I want to tell you right now, no. Nobody wants to hear God. Why do you take sleeping pills and booze yourselves up? So you don't have to listen to God. Because God is represented as a conscience. So let's kill the conscience. And you can do that. You can do that. You will justify in your mind wrong acts just so you can do that. Do I think there should be a law against abortion? Why? It's just another excuse to get you in prison or make you pay a permit fee. Any more than I think there's anything worth anything in a marriage license. You either have the responsibility toward that partner you have now joined with, or you don't. And all the paperwork in the world is not going to make one iota of difference. Well, it means I will have broken my contract. All right, good old guilt trip. Are you less unmarried than when you get a divorce if you feel that way and you don't? And sometimes accepting responsibility and quit blaming the kids and behaviors and all this stuff and look to your own self in the mirror. And then counsel together. And if you still can't work it out, I suggest you rip her apart because you are being so destructive that you cannot measure the damage When very often, if you get it apart, where you're not at each other, you can look at it. And as long as there is not this piece of paper from the state sanctioning or non-sanctioning your state of being, you will quit using that as a weapon too, because now all you have is integrity upon which to base your relationship. Well, but I won't get insurance. Well, you really should have thought of those things. Well, I won't get my share. Your share of what? Well, he's got it all. Well, where were you? You are going to have to start basing your actions, your truth, on what is, and not what someone is telling you. They issue marriage license so they can keep track of you, and they can get a fee. You become a state property. Does that mean that I now do not acknowledge marriage? What do you have going for you now? Over 50% of those contractual agreements are gone. Some of them don't even last a month, 3 months, a year. What was that? Well, I changed my mind, or I didn't know he was going to snore, or whatever. So they make it as easy for you to undo it. Except emotionally. You never can undo it emotionally, can you? Except it gets easier and easier and easier to undo it emotionally now. Lizzie Taylor, 8, 9 times. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There should be a sense of failure if a relationship could not last because of the reasons that they're not lasting. Sometimes the reasons that they don't last longer can be gone right back to of the day of that commitment, and why did you make that commitment in the first place? What in the world were you thinking about? And I want to tell you that 9 times out of 10, the kids are thinking, the guys are thinking, I'll have a sexual partner there every time I want one, and she'll do my laundry and cook my meals. And she is thinking, he will go to work every day and come home and bring me flowers, and we'll live happily ever after. And suddenly, the eyes blink open, and none of it is there. And usually by the time it is fully accepted, their children, always the children, to be the ones that get twisted, and then wait till they get married. They don't know what in the soup to base their relationships on. All they've had is a bad example. Am I lecturing you on these little incidences? No. Don't miss this. This is only a symptom. It is a symptom of the deterioration of a society. As a matter of fact, you have reached the point in historical social growth of not only wanting, but needing exactly what you've got. It's far easier to accept no responsibility and just say, well, this is a law and I got to do it. I don't really even need to go to work. I can draw a little unemployment here. That's what they want anyway. And I'll have my beer. I can get rid of the champagne taste. I'll just, you know.
It's called humility.
or poor taste, either one. You see, I read. I like cheap champagne better than I, you know, like the good stuff. It's sour and dry, and it's like caviar. Who could eat it? Well, I am not here today, especially with Michael here, to give lectures on, well, I just about got off on the homosexual kick. My best friends are male, and I represent a male energy. That doesn't mean anything. That does not mean anything. And for me to say, I love you dearly, I don't care what sex you are, is truth. Does that mean I'm going to come down there and get in your bed and go through all of this stuff? Good grief! Fun! And then vote in the right to do this, and everybody else is out. If you don't do it, you know, that's what's wrong now. If you don't do it, and you don't allow it, and you don't want to participate, why, look at you, hate mongers. Those are hate crimes you perform, and hate speech when you say, hey, I don't want any part of it, you go do it. But no, I don't think it's quite equal. Well, we want the same rights as the heterosexuals. You are looking for physical instead of life. And to use the term love in that relationship is pathetic. Because love is not a physical thing, it is emotional. That's why you can't explain it. It just is something that is so wondrous, so big, so encompassing, there is no explanation in a physical way. And these physical expressions are simply that, an expression. In the same gentle givingness and thoughtfulness of the other, that it's worthy of that word. It is not beating each other up or giving each other fatal diseases. It is behavior that we speak of, not emotional feeling. And if a man cannot walk down the street these days without feeling he's going to be labeled something if he puts his arm around his brother, you are sick. And they have accomplished exactly what they set out to do. Total confusion and chaos. And now insist, I'm telling you, by the lowest educational elders has no intelligence whatsoever. None. They take the ones abused, and the least of those, and put them in places of power like that. Why would they do that? Because she can be manipulated 100% and will tell you exactly what they want you to do and hear. And until you can understand that, you cannot change any of it on a worthwhile basis. You will still have the crop of thistles. And the little seedlings cannot get started. Except for one thing. The seeds of truth are so much stronger than those thistles that when you understand the thistle is there, you will nurture the seed. You don't even have to clear the thistle out without learning, you know, you can learn to push it aside, or build a wall there where it can't get to you, and you will do it on the thistle's terms to begin with. You won't take a group of so-called patriots out there into the middle of the city with your Uzi machine guns. You will quietly build on strength, and now that you have been building through that strength, you have something to offer. Ron has it, you see. I don't feel I should even make a comment until I have a solution to something that's wrong. That's great, but first of all, you've got to see what's wrong, analyze what's wrong, or why it isn't working, or see the inequality of this. What will it take to make it not just different, right? And wearing a yellow ribbon in honor of your son over there getting anthrax from hypodermic needles is not enough any more than drawing a fish in the sand made you a Christian. And there will be the leaders. There will be the ones daring enough to get up and do what we're doing here. And it can't be through browbeating. I'm going to make all of you vote the way I say. No, that's what they've done now. And if you don't, they don't even tell you this. They have already rigged the computer, so it's done anyway. You're just like sheep running out there doing something, feeling like you've done something. Well, you're not going to get there without voting. On the other hand, I can guarantee you, as it is, you can go out there and vote till doomsday and you will not win. So you're going to have to go back to something paper that establishes a paper you can mark. And the adversary doesn't get his hands on it. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of things, and yet you've got the answers too. And it is possible. Oh, precious brothers, it is possible. It not only is possible, we will do it. And yet don't expect it to be, quote, easy.
No. Hasn't been so far.
It'll get easier. Because the things that bind you now, as some of those bindings are released, you've been working at absolutely at this with the shackles on. The point was to run you out of money, desire, terror, whatever they needed to do.
It didn't work.
And now it's going to slip over a little bit into this other way. I don't want to tell secrets out of school, but I do want to tell you this, that when Ron said, I will help, he has the wherewithal to help. And I don't think that you need to think in terms of, well, I will be a trillionaire and, it's endless. God's abundance is endless. Your stewardship is important. So you never say, well, okay, now we got the money, we can win. No. And that's why it seems to have come in reverse order. Can you persevere without? Is there any desire to win this battle without what everybody perceives you have to have? And you're there. So that it's all right to have. Does that mean everybody is going to have? No, everybody's not here. Everybody is not to this level of understanding. And they will take your resources and they will go blow them. And they will divert them. And that's why you have to be good stewards. No matter what you have to be good stewards.
Mm-hmm. most of the time with the best of intentions also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It wasn't easy then, not 200 years ago, 2,000. 2,000 eons ago. Because it is a human experience. And part of the human experience, maybe the whole experience, is the growth. The bad, the good. Which will you choose in your free will choices? Well, why would we put little bad grays here to torment us? How would you receive the light if you did not know there was darkness? And then ultimately, the test comes. What is your goal? Is it just to have enough money to go out there and do whatever it was you thought? To make men see? No. No. Never may that be the goal. That comes because of the gold. I mean, the gold. The gold comes because of the goal.
Interesting slip.
It was interesting, wasn't it? I'll probably never live it down. But that's where my focus is these days, too. It's time to get your help. It's time to get rid of these gnats about you. But you had to make it to here to where you could get the players to get this thing rolling. I don't just happen to come up with a bunch of people with dual Austrian citizenship. That took quite a lot of planning. I don't just happen to go find somebody who might know somebody who can do this or that or the other. That's part of my mission, is to find these people that I know are there, that working together can produce the goal. And it's a very human, physical job that you have to do. It does not have to be a miserable job. This is fun. And I don't care who you are, this is fun. You're living on the edge all the time. Every day is an experience for you instead of boredom.
Right. Got that right.
And the confirmations will be coming to make it a little easier. Because you see, as you establish, remember, God goes by intent. We don't deal in a physical world where we are. And when God interchanges with you, the intent is there. And I don't care what comes out of here. Well, I'd rather, you know, be nice, especially talking about me. On the other hand, I pay no attention to this unless there is a good lesson involved. You know, the day that Dorma says, get out of my life, I can't stand this one more minute. I did. And that shield went back and that pulse came in and kablooey, you know. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
Good place to turn the tape.
Very good place.